The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is written in Jeremiah chapter 23. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Romans chapter 13. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the first Sunday in Advent is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. Thus far the text. Please be seated. O daughter of Zion, born into trouble and a criminal in your own right, behold, your king is coming to you. Your king is coming. By the grace of God,
be repenting and believing. For he is not like those who have ruled over you in the past. He does not rule by violence and threat. He does not engage in bribery or false promises. He does not make alliances. He is not given to flattery. He does not lie, mislead, or deceive. He is not like the kings and rulers of this earth. You cannot slip under the radar and go unnoticed from this overseer. You cannot fool or charm him. By the grace of God, be repenting and believing. There is no guile in this king who comes, no intrigue, greed, or malice. He rules by his love, by shedding his blood, by first bringing sinners to realize that they are sinners, and then bringing them to realize that they are forgiven sinners. And by the very faith that he creates in them, he makes them saints. This coming king's wealth is not in territory or possessions. His power is not measured by armies or influence. When this king has need of a donkey and a never-before-ridden colt, he simply takes them without explanation. All things are his. The Lord has need of them is not an explanation, but it is enough. When he needs a road, men are brought to lay down their garments to pave his path. Lowly though he appears, having for a time denied himself in part from his divine rights and attributes as a man, nonetheless, he is the real king. Even in his humility, even in death, or especially in death, he is the king. Still, his wealth is not in stuff, not in donkeys, colts, roads, or cities. His wealth is in those given as his inheritance. He rides into his royal city despite the wagging tongues of corrupt priests and the selfish fears of Pilate and Herod. He rides without an entourage or guards, and yet the whole city is moved. They know that something is stirring. The crowds shout, "Hosanna!" But he does not come for the city or the crowds. The city will expel, reject, and kill him in less than a week. The false kings in Jerusalem hate him. An early morning crowd on a Friday will commit the worst blasphemy ever uttered. But no one takes his life from him who took the donkey and her colt. Even Pilate and Herod, even Judas and Caiaphas have served him. For this king uses the enemies of faith to strengthen the weak in faith through himself. For God uses that which is evil for his good purposes. This king lays down his life of his own accord. He is driven by love far beyond the kind that is of men. greater than the hatred of his enemies, beyond all ability of expression in music, poetry, or art. He comes, O daughter, to make you his bride. He comes not for the accolades of the crowds, not to see how big the numbers could get. He comes for you, his chosen one, his beloved, as though you were the only one. And no force on earth, above or below, no matter how many reject him, not even your own sinful rebellion and infidelity, nothing can stop him. Simply put, he loves you. His kingdom is not of this world. It is not marked by boundaries, treaties, man-made flags, and laws. His kingdom is marked by water and blood. The kingdom of God does not come by man's observation, nor will they say, look here or look there. Indeed, the kingdom of God is within you, by God created faith alone. And that is why he comes. That is where his kingdom and his wealth are. That is what drives him. For his mercy poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins endures forever. Behold, O daughter, your king comes to you. He enters this day no longer into Jerusalem, nor is he about to be born in Bethlehem, but he comes into your body. He comes by way of ear and mouth. He draws you to hear his word, and in such drawing, in such hearing, he brings you to keep his word, because you are brought to be focused on the King who kept all of it for you, fulfilling the impossible law of love for you. This King's faithfulness creates trust. This King's merits creates rejoicing. The truth of the satisfaction that he made for you is a lamp for your path. His is a wisdom that comforts even when it is harsh or stern. He is the Word. He called all things to be, and he purifies your heart and calls it to be clean. He removes all your sins as he brings you to be repenting and believing. This King who once washed your body in the bloody waters of his baptism also comes to you by way of your mouths. For he is not just a spirit, he has a body, born of Mary, crucified, buried, and risen. He comes not just for your soul, he comes for all of you. He comes in that risen, ascended body, hidden in the bread and the wine. He enters into you. His blood courses through your veins. The kingdom of God is within you indeed. He unites you with himself and the Father in the bond of the Spirit. He makes you one. He makes you whole because he makes you his. Soon he shall come again in glory. The fighting, the heartbreak, The loneliness and the sorrow will cease. The lion will lie down with the lamb. Swords will be beaten into plowshares, even as sinners have been made into saints. Until then, while you wait, he comes now in word and in sacrament. Because he came once as one of you and laid down his life to make you his, he comes as always for you. Behold, O daughter, and do not be afraid. Your king comes to love you for eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.